Letters from Our Readers, September-October 2017, by Beyond Today Editor. Readers of Beyond Today Magazine share their thoughts in the September-October 2017 issue. Seven Prophetic End Time Markers. This was a great article that needs to be read and studied by everyone. After reading this, I am now doing Bible study on end time prophecy and informing myself on current world events. I recently learned of this church and have been reading your material more. I enjoy it and feel as though I've become closer to God through your church's teachings. Subscriber in Ohio. Excellent article, well organized, and the timeline flows in a succinct and easy to understand manner. Thank you for investing the time, prayer, and study to complete it. From the internet. How to make the world great again. I am incarcerated. A friend allowed me to read his May-June 2017 Beyond Today issue. I am hooked. Please start my permanent subscription immediately. I was glued to the article, How to Make the World Great Again. The story, wisdom, and truth in that article is so true. Brutally honest and well-written. I plan on making copies of that story and circulating it to my fellow believers and non-believers as well. Thank you for your time, attention, and understanding in this matter of absolute interest to me and others. Reader in Connecticut. Grateful for Beyond Today. My subscription has expired and I truly miss it. No, I really need it. It is so inspiring and thought-provoking. I need to rethink my life from time to time, and Beyond Today helps me to do so in many different ways. Please send me a subscription to your periodical again. Subscriber in Connecticut. Your magazine is helpful for understanding how the world is changing and how to look for the time when Christ will return. Thanks for your wonderful magazines. Subscriber in Nicaragua. I am a native man of almost 70 years of age from one of the longhouses in the interior of Borneo, East Malaysia. I have been reading your magazine for many years now, and I thank you all so very much for your kindness. I believe that what the United Church of God preaches is the truth based on the Word of God. Sadly, there is no church of yours here in our area, or state as a whole. Sometimes I try to share articles from your magazine with my friends in our church, but some of them do not seem to appreciate it. Very sad indeed. Subscriber in Malaysia. Thank you so much for your wonderful magazine. It is so educational, and you answer so many of the questions I've wondered about for years. Your explanations are very easy to understand. Keep up the good work. The current world desperately needs spiritual help. Thank you so much. Subscriber in Australia. Sending donations and thanks. We are senior citizens on a fixed income. I send donations as often as I can. This one is more than I am usually able to send. A couple of weeks ago, God blessed us so much that I cut some other things to be able to send you a bigger donation as a way to praise and thank Him. God truly does work miracles, and we feel very blessed. I love your booklets, magazine, and TV programs. Thank you for your ministry. Thankful readers. I am benefiting very much from the detailed information and analysis your magazine and other booklets. When God blesses me with some financial resources, I will send my donation for the benefit of spreading the good news. Reader in Zimbabwe. We are grateful for the donations. We will put them all to spreading the gospel of God's kingdom as far and wide as we can. Searching for congregation. I really enjoy and have learned a lot from Beyond Today magazine. Your magazines teach me so much about the Bible and gives me more understanding about politics and religion around the world. I was given this magazine by a friend. Would you help me find a United Church of God congregation in my area? Thank you so much. Reader in Maryland. This is the first church I have come across that actually makes sense to me and answers my questions and concerns about the Bible truthfully. The Bible teaches, as does your church, that assembly is a very important part of showing love toward God and becoming like Jesus. I feel that would be an impossible task to fulfill through a webpage or attending church through a webinar. I yearn and long for a church to call my own. Reader in Texas. We have congregations around the world where believers meet to learn from the scriptures and worship God together. You can find out if there is one near you by visiting ucg.org/congregations. Please find one, visit, reach out to the pastor, and engage with us. I have just completed the 12-lesson Bible study course and found it very satisfying. I have also read several of your booklets and find them very absorbing. Could you advise me of the nearest minister, his name, and phone number? I look forward to receiving your magazine, and I wonder why the traditional Christian churches did not reintroduce God's annual and weekly Sabbaths correctly at the Reformation. I wish you every success in your good work. Subscriber in Queensland, Australia. Thank you for your interest, and we have forwarded the contact information for our closest pastor. As for your question about God's Sabbaths and holy days with regard to traditional Christianity, several of the articles in this issue address that topic. We hope you find them helpful. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.